Balo, hi.
Hi, Miriam.
New year started with fixing the damages. You were, where were you for the time of the cyclone?
I'm at my community.
You were in your house?
Yeah, I was in my house, but all my thoughts and everything, what is happening in Oroville Forest and all the buildings, which is built by natural material. That was all my kind of thinking about that. But I feel also this is bringing together. Maybe we're starting again from the beginning, you know. Something nature is giving some message to us to do something together and come together. Of course, you know, we lost so much also at the Bamboo Center. We lost our classroom, and we lost also our practical worksheet for the volunteers. And we lost our office, and we lost two our volunteer capsules. And we lost also one of our computer. It is in the service, so that we are trying to get maybe something back, get some data. And one of our main kind of showrooms shifted a little bit, about few feet from the wind.
The whole house shifted.
Yeah, kind of whole houses actually. Three buildings, whole things was damaged actually. You know, we had to rebuild. We can't repair it. And we don't want to also repeat it, that's the same way. We want to be a little stronger. And, you know, the funny things we had on a second, we had a training program. The students, we all booked and arranged that 30 students coming from Mumbai for architect students for 3 days workshop. We cancelled. Because also we don't have space, and all our tools are in the water, and we lost some of our hand tool, like a drill machine, sanding machine, like things also. We're trying to restore them. But we are very confused, where to start. Of course, we had to start from the beginning.
When you came here for the first time, what was the most damage? If you think about back, you know, the first impression, what it was to you?
You mean you're asking after the cyclone, yeah? The first impression, what damaged? When I came here, I saw the big trees fall down on the office, and the other big tree fell down on the practical shirt. My God, what this, you know, shock. Then classroom, you know, which is classroom about for 15 people can sit together, very small one. It's all built in a kit and a wood, you know. Yeah.
After a week, it looks almost normal coming here today.
Since that, every day we are about 7 to 8 people, we're cleaning every day. Till today we are cleaning up, we're cleaning, cutting the, repairing our fence and putting back the trees, which has fell down, which is, you know, pulled some root, and we're putting back, putting back with the earth standing
position.
Putting good position, and also we clean, at least we're preparing for what we can do, some space where the remaining space which is didn't fall down, the space we are preparing to work. That's still we're doing the cleanup.
And you said it's better to build something more solid, yeah?
Yes, we want to build with the natural material, but also we want to build more stronger, with a solid way. Yeah.
You had some plans before that, yeah, about it?
Yes, we had many years we had a plan, actually. You know, 3 years we are running around with 11 year. I'm not complaining them, so I feel I respect them, but also too much, you know. So if we had that permission, we want to last now for a few buildings, like huts here. Then I don't want to waste again the more money, you know, putting everywhere small hut. It's not me actually making problem because of all the holding. Yeah, I'm sorry to say that. Yeah, I don't want to make the same mistake, and I cannot wait also for more longer. Yeah.
So if they don't give you permission, you will just build?
I will respect. I will go and explain them. You know, I understand their situation, but they have to also understand our situation. It's we are here for develop. Actually, we are not here to make a mess, you know. So we need also, we're talking about freedom, but also we need a little free from the people holding the personal.
And this area is actually designed for what? In residential zone or industrial
actually,
zone?
It is industrial zone. The idea is probably this is a very big plot. And one of the person also, I was taking care of this land for about almost 6 years, since Oroville bought for many years back. It got all the problem with the neighbor village, and we putting fence and, you know, kind of somehow we brought the good relation with the neighbors. Of course, now the many unit moving, it's going to be, I think, probably maybe 20 unit or 15 unit. So at present, we're kind of taking care. So it's also, this place is, this whole land is studied for as industrial zone, which can be modeled for also kind of caretaker house, also for living place. There are like 10 different points, which is also including for the workplace and also for caretakers. So this is like, we're not going to only the residents this place. It's more industrial with caretakers. Mm. Yeah.
You are also taking care about the Mohalam Center in Sanjeevi Nagar,
yes? Yes, I do.
Was there any damage in the village?
Actually, we're lucky. It was very old, a 90 years old building. We had a few damage only. A few small trees fell down, and we lost a few tiles, but that was okay, actually. Yeah, lucky. We're lucky with the Mohalam buildings. Mm. And but we stopped now school for 10 days because no power, no water. We have daily for child, like in the kindergarten, we have about 60 children. We kind of gave a leave for a few weeks.
Mm. When do you think the Sanjeevi Nagar will get the power back, and when do you think the Bamboo Center will get the power?
I think Bamboo Center power back will get maybe in a few days, because of all the villagers also, you know, it has come through from the villagers, this power. So they're trying to put back all the cables, and we also sending our team to help with the villagers to do. So we hope we get in a few days.
Power. So you connected on the Kotakara grid?
It's kind of, it come from the power from the Kotakarais.
Mm. Yeah. And water, you got water, yeah?
The water, we have our own well. So at the moment, we're running with the generator. Mm.
Yeah. What about the common spirit amongst the... Because in Sanjeevi Nagar, also in Bamboo Center, mostly village people are working here, yeah?
Yes.
Besides some volunteers, but what is the spirit amongst them?
Actually, you know, they feel very sad, actually. One side what happened in the village, and also one side what happened in Oroville, like seeing all the trees, especially, you know. Also, they were, our team was very see and what is happening here. They're very connected, and they also strong enough to take this what happened, you know.
But it's not the first time that cyclone of this strength hit the Oroville.
You're right, actually. You see,
it was one in 72.
Yeah, I'm 32 now, actually. I'm seeing the first time this effective cyclone, actually. Mm. Since that, since I was young, I didn't see. We had the newspaper says the government announced there is a cyclone, but a cyclone always move into more like Orissa, like Andhra. Mm. You know, this is first time I seen actually the cyclone hit in Oroville and Pondicherry, you know. Mm. So maybe something reason. But I feel also, you know, since even, you know, like I feel like personally, if I say something about, you know, everybody have a worried like 2012 something might change. But I see personally, I feel personally, 2012 going to bring the people together, and also it's going to be new. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. It change. You know, we have to take what the nature teaching us, and we have to look deeply what we are doing actually. So we have to be come together more.
Thank you.
Thank you.